Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Common Fan Sports Radio, October 22nd edition, coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee, not too far from Music Row. We got Dude, we got Eight. I missed out. This is B-Ray. I missed last week, but we're going to get right into it. Dude, we were talking about this earlier. The college football playoff.
Find a link and listen to
Why not just pick these teams before the season even starts? Alabama, well, Clemson. Notre Dame has beat three teams with losing records, barely beat Pitt, barely beat Clemson. The only quality win that they have really is against Michigan. They beat Ball State. Vanderbilt was driving at the end to win. They beat Wake Forest on the road, which is a decent win. They beat Stanford, who's struggling. Virginia Tech's not that good. Pitt, they barely beat them. They got Navy this week, then Northwestern, Florida State. Just put them in the playoff. Why are we even playing the games?
Well, right now the playoff and the college football polls are living off the undefeateds. And if you look at the coaches in the AP poll, top five teams of the same. Alabama, 8-0, Clemson, 7-0 at number two, Notre Dame, number three at 7-0, and then a 7-1 LSU team in both polls at number four, and at number five in both polls is Michigan at 7-1. And, you know, we kind of talked about it off air earlier today. LSU is going to have to come out. Either LSU or Alabama is going to come out. They're going to try to work the Ohio State dropped to 11 in the AP poll. They dropped to 9 in the coaches poll. I'm guessing they probably take Oklahoma's place in the bowl, the college football playoff poll that'll come out on Tuesday, simply because they're going to figure out a way to consider this. Ohio State goes undefeated until they get to Michigan. Now they got Michigan and Ohio State right there. Winner goes to the playoff. I think they'll all be counting on Ohio State winning that game. And then they'll get the teams that they want. They'll get the teams that they want in there.
But don't you think, and I'm going to throw this to both of you, but don't you think they put LSU at four? They know they got to play Bama, and they know they're going to lose. Isn't that just for show?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, LSU went from 5 to 15 to 4. Eight, I'll go to you. I mean, this is for show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, Alabama and LSU is going to be a top four matchup when the time rolls around. I'm not sure when that game is. It's not this Saturday, right? It's next Saturday.
It's the third. They both got a bye week this week.
Right, so they'll be both coming off a bye week, and Alabama's going to roll over them. And, yeah, they jumped from 15, I think you said, all the way up to 4 with a win over Mississippi State. Is that who they beat?
Yeah. They beat Georgia, then Mississippi State.
Right, and jumped all the way up to 4. I think it's there just to hype up the game so that maybe Alabama has some competition this year. But everybody knows Alabama's going to blow them out of the water, and then LSU will fall down out of the top 10 again.
But could you
I totally agree.
Well, and it becomes a mere conversation piece, is what it is.
Yeah,
it's just a way. I mean, because yeah, you're right. They throw LSU in there, knowing that Alabama and LSU will have to play. They'll bring. I guarantee you, Ohio State will be in the top six. when the poll comes out tomorrow. That way, if Ohio State was to beat Michigan, they could put Ohio State back in. So their problem right now is if one more of those other undefeated teams lose, then you've got a whole series of folks at 6-1, 7-1, Texas, Georgia, Oklahoma, Florida, Ohio State, Kentucky, West Virginia, Washington State, Iowa, North Carolina State, and Appalachian State coming in the top 25, all sitting with one loss, you know, 7-8 games into the season. So what happens is that if any one of those three undefeated teams get beat, then it's really going to throw it into chaos. But you know what? Let me tell you something. This is how we got to this. How we got here was a number of one-loss teams in the BCS, and then not being able to pick the top two teams. If you got four or five teams with one loss, they couldn't make anybody happy. Okay, so now we got the playoff, and people want more teams in the playoff. So what's ultimately going to cause more teams to get in the playoff is everybody has a loss, and they get scratching their head trying to figure out who to put in the top four. Then you're going to be looking at top eight. And before anybody says the argument with eight, well, then it'll be 12. No, I don't care who gripes after the top eight. I really don't.
Well, here's the thing. Michigan is at five. Michigan is at five. They've beat nobody. Western Michigan, who's got a decent record in the MAC, SMU, AA, whatever conference that is, Nebraska, who's 1-6, Northwestern, who's barely above 500, Maryland, who's barely above 500, Wisconsin, they beat Wisconsin, who's a quality opponent, Michigan State's got two or three losses. They've beat nobody. They played Michigan. They played Penn State this week. Then they played Rutgers, Indiana, and Ohio State. They have not earned anything, and they're ranked number five. It goes into the whole thing. Just go ahead and let's just say, okay, the top 10 is going to be Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan, Texas, Oklahoma. Oklahoma is at 8. Texas is at 6. Kentucky has every right. Kentucky's beat more teams with winning records and a better schedule than Notre Dame or Michigan.
Yeah, but you remember all the way back. Remember back to the BCS, there was a rule in the BCS,
right,
in that old system, that if Notre Dame was undefeated, they were in.
Oh, yeah. No, they had to be in the top 10. They were automatically a BCS bowl.
They were automatically a BCS bowl if they were in the top 10. So
something like that.
Yeah, it was something that were automatic. And I say Notre Dame needs to get into a conference. That's just me. But Penn State wasn't in a conference for years, and they got in one. Penn State and
Notre Dame is reluctant to do it. Why would they? They don't have to. Why would they?
Well, here's the thing. If I want to have a playoff and you've got to win your conference to get in it, then they have to.
Yeah, but that's
if you're
going to
keep affording. If you're going to make new rules, I can make it a rule.
But right now it's not a rule, so why are they going to get in the conference?
It's not, right? Well, that's what I'm saying. You've got to bring them. You got to use that leverage and make them get in the conference.
Is it everybody?
Central Florida or quit giving them preferential treatment.
Well,
you got control over that. But I don't.
But that's not going
to
happen.
Notre Dame hasn't been relevant since Lou Holtz was there.
88,
you know,
when they won the championship.
Yeah, they haven't been
relevant. So 30
relevant,
years ago.
You know? Yeah, they haven't been relevant. They try to make out like college football is healthy when Notre Dame's good, but you don't know what gives a rip about Notre Dame. I don't.
I don't either. And I think, honestly, the only two teams that deserve to be in the top four are Alabama and Clemson, because Clemson won the national championship 2 years ago.
Okay,
they've been
so
in the final
twice.
Four?
Who's your top four right now?
All right, go to eight. Let me look at this real quick.
Right.
I would have Alabama.
Eight, have you thought about it? Thought about my top four?
Yeah.
Top four in the nation?
Yeah.
No, if you were
Alabama.
Picking the top four for the playoff poll, who would you? Where would you be?
for an unusual playoff, or just who I think is the four best teams?
If you were on the playoff committee and you had to make a vote for the release of the poll tomorrow, who would be your top four?
All right, well, Alabama, obviously. Probably Clemson. I wouldn't have LSU in there. I wouldn't have Michigan in there. I might put Texas in there just so they'd get their crap kicked in. Stop saying Texas is back, but they're probably not in there. I'd probably throw Georgia in there and Oklahoma. Maybe not even Georgia.
Okay.
But roughly, that's my four.
Okay. Should we lose somebody?
You might just lost B-Ray.
I think B-Ray might have bailed. B-Ray, if you're back in the studio, call, dial back in. So while we're waiting on him to join back in, I will I'll give you, there he is. He's back. B-Ray,
back,
sorry
B-Ray.
About that. I hit the, yeah, I'm back. All right, dude. I would have I would have Alabama, Clemson today. Probably Oklahoma and LSU.
Okay.
Now, all right. Justify Oklahoma over Texas.
I would pick Oklahoma over Texas just because I think Oklahoma's better.
Except
I know
Texas
beat them. I know they beat them.
Well,
but I think Oklahoma's better.
Why doesn't
but that's
that
our
count?
System. But that's our.
Why does I know? Okay, but why doesn't it count that there a Texas victory over Oklahoma doesn't get them in?
I'll tell you why. Because Texas and Oklahoma play every year, and it's the Red River rivalry. Okay, and anybody can win that game on any given day. I think the reason I put Oklahoma over Texas is because Oklahoma has the last piece that you need in Kyler Murray, and I don't believe Texas has that missing piece.
Okay, well that's I think that's probably speculation, but you could make that same argument about Alabama Auburn, Alabama LSU. They play every year. Ohio State Michigan.
Right,
they
but
play
it's
every
not a
year.
Big rivalry
and
game. Like,
oh yeah,
Oklahoma,
yeah, it is.
Texas.
That absolutely is.
LSU and Alabama is absolutely not even close to the same caliber as the Red River rivalry. It will never be the same caliber.
You need to go back and look at some of the history of that game.
Alabama Auburn. Now,
what about Ohio State, Michigan?
But Alabama, LSU is absolutely not a rivalry game like Texas, Oklahoma. It's just not.
Okay, so here's my four. I'd give you Alabama, Clemson, and then I'm probably going to take Michigan and Texas. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm not going to put LSU in there because if LSU beat Alabama, they're going to be in there and Alabama's out. If Ohio State beats Michigan, Ohio State's going to be in there and Michigan's out. And I don't know if I put Notre Dame in there just for all the reasons that y'all have said. I think wins count. I think if you're in the top four and you lose, you're out, period. But they're not going to do that. I'm going to get that's why Alabama's at number one, y'all. If they were to slip up and lose, and if they were to slip up and lose in the regular season, and like say they lose to LSU, then LSU goes to the SEC championship game. I think if LSU wins that game, Alabama's out. But if LSU loses that game, Alabama's back in. I don't
well,
think they're going
to
put two SEC teams in there again if they can help.
No,
it.
I don't think they want three Southern teams in there again. Last year it was Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Georgia, four Southern teams.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to do that again. I don't think they are. And I think that's
well, they may not have a choice.
There.
If that's the best four teams, that's who you got to put in.
Yeah, but at
but
some point,
at some
you have
point
ESPN. Who's the ESPN's representative in the room? Do they have one? I don't know.
Well, that's a good question.
Anyone,
they might tell you they don't, but I bet they do.
The only way to solve this is go to win your conference, you get in.
I agree.
And all the conference winners get in. That's the only way that's going to solve this.
Which I think is where I started with making Notre Dame get in a conference. Thank you.
Right.
You just made my point for me.
No, I've agreed with that point all along, in that
yeah.
Let's expand it to there's five Power Five conferences or whatever. I think we need to divide it out to where there's seven or eight and let the eight winners make it. Go from 14 to 10 in some of these conferences. Why, the SEC doesn't need 10 teams.
the money's going to be there anyway. The only reason A&M, Missouri, Arkansas, South Carolina got in the SEC anyway was because of money. The money will be there, whatever they're in now going forward, if you had a structure to where all the champions made the playoff.
True. That is true. So looking at some scores from last week, Alabama defeated Tennessee in what was a pretty good game in the second quarter, 58-21. Ohio State goes down at the hands of Purdue, 49-20. Clemson beats North Carolina State 41-7. That's a big win. That was kind of my upset of the week, and I missed that one severely. LSU over Mississippi State 19-3. Michigan beat Michigan State 21-7. TCU falls to Oklahoma 52-27. Central Florida remains undefeated, beats East Carolina 37-10. Washington State comes in at home and beats Oregon 34-20. We're going to talk about that one again later. Kentucky beats Vanderbilt 14-7. Washington over Colorado 27-13. Penn State over Indiana 33-28. Number 19, Iowa 23-0 over Maryland. Temple beats number 20, Cincinnati 24-17. Herm Edwards having a pretty good year up there at 5-3. South Florida beats UConn 38-20. And Wisconsin over Illinois 49-20. And fellas, in all that, wasn't a lot of bring them on out talking that, but I can see a couple.
Well, I think you look at Washington State, they've got really no signature wins other than that Oregon win. They lost to SC, Southern Cal. They beat Utah, beat Oregon State, beat Eastern Washington, beat San Jose, beat Wyoming. They're kind of a pretender. On the outside looking in, although I am a fan of Mike Leach, and why in the hell some of these Southeast Conference teams didn't look at him, I have no idea.
Yeah. He must not be very good in the interview.
Must not be. And then I think about, you mentioned Alabama. Alabama's just blowing out everybody. That's the most points they've ever scored in the history, in the 101 years of Alabama and Tennessee. Alabama's schedule not overly difficult, but all you can do is play who's in your division. Ole Miss 62-7, A&M 45-23, Arkansas 65-31, Missouri 39-10. Tennessee 58-21, LSU coming up, Mississippi State, and Auburn. They should be heavily favored in all of those games. And so if you kind of look through this, dude, I think you're right in that the playoff is it's definitely set up. It's Alabama to lose without a doubt.
H, you got to bring them on out.
Well, obviously, Ohio State. Come on now. The reason I'm going to bring them on out because they got walloped by Purdue, which I almost called, but you talked me out of it. I almost called it. I said I had a feeling in my stomach that Purdue, for some reason, was going to beat Ohio State. You said that was a tall order, and I said, you know what, you're right, changed my mind, and I was wrong. But I'm still taking credit myself. In my head, I was right. But you see, but I'm gonna go ahead and bring out Ohio State. But you see this happen every year. They lose a trap game, and they play. They don't lose another game, and they'll play Michigan. They'll fight them tooth and nail, and they'll beat them, and they'll be back in the top four. Mark my words, you'll see it at the end of the season.
You know, I saw an interesting stat towards the end of that ball game. Ohio State undefeated going against, and there was a whole list of teams playing this team. They were 7-0 against this team coming into the game undefeated. 7-0, 6-0, 6-1, 7-2. Purdue coming into the Purdue game every year undefeated. Ohio State was 3-4 in the last 7 years.
Wow.
And that was before the game. So now they're 3-5.
Yep.
Last eight games against Purdue as an undefeated team, Ohio State is 3-5. Now, here's just like another subject, but related to this ball game. I don't know if you saw the young man that's going through the struggling with bone cancer.
Yeah,
I think his name was Tyler, and they obviously have made he's become a big motivator for that team. But I watched that game. I watched all of the fourth quarter of that game. And you know, you watch that thing, you see that score 14-6 score at halftime. You think, oh well, Ohio State, they'll go in, they'll get yelled at, they'll come out, and they'll hang 30 points on them, and they'll win 36-14. Well, that didn't. Every time Ohio State tried to strike a blow for victory and punch back, Purdue would just punch them right back in the mouth. I saw three plays over 40 yards, and one of them was a pick six. I mean, Purdue could not do anything wrong, and Ohio State was pretty one-dimensional throwing as much as they were. I think they only had like 65 yards on the ground, but what – You guys played sports. So can you get so motivated by a human interest story like this kid with the bone cancer? And from what I understand, he's a lifelong Purdue fan. He predicted the win. He was wanted to be at the game, but even up to like the day before, he wasn't sure he was going to be well enough to go. So was Purdue just that good, or were they motivated beyond themselves to play, you know, pretty much out of their minds to win that
ball game? Purdue started out the season 0-3. They lost to Northwestern, lost to Eastern Michigan, and lost to Missouri. So not a top 10. None of those teams are even ranked. They have rallied to beat Boston College, Nebraska, which is 1-6, Illinois, and then the upset of Ohio State. I think that's the beauty. I don't think it's necessarily a human interest story as much as it is the beauty of college football, and you're dealing with 19- and 20-year-olds, and on any given day that anybody can beat anybody if you play at the best of your ability. Because if you're playing at a Big Ten school, you're a good player. You might not have been recruited by Ohio State or Michigan or Alabama or anyone, but if you're on the roster at Purdue, a Big Ten school who has a decent tradition, I mean, Drew Brees, I mean, Purdue's football tradition is not that bad. And so they're going to have good players. And so I think it's just a prime example of, you know, the human interest story. They would be 6-1 or 7-0 right now. But I think it's just an example of kids stepping up on the big stage. They got nothing to lose. Give it to their coach with the message that he sent all week, and that, hey, we can win this game if we play to the best of our ability. Now, granted, they have to go in and play near a perfect game, but they did, and they won the game. I think that's the beauty of college football.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking about what you said about the human interest thing, and I agree 100% with B-Ray. I think that when you're playing for something that's bigger than yourself, bigger than your team, it doesn't necessarily make you play better, but it gives you something to play for, if that makes sense. So Ohio State was out there, you know, playing just another game, probably going to win, you know, mosey on through, but it meant something to Purdue. It meant something to that kid. And I think that when you have something to play for like that, that is bigger than yourself, it doesn't make you play better. It makes you play harder, and it makes you want it more. And at the end of the day, that's going to bring out the best of you and the best of your teammates. And I think that's why Purdue won that football game.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, the story of the kid with bone cancer is a great story for ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it had one thing to do with winning that game.
No, no. Well, I'm going to disagree with you to a point. And the first point I want to make, though, is the guy that intercepted the linebacker that intercepted, took the pick six there in the fourth quarter was from Ohio. and wanted desperately to go to Ohio
State. Of course
he did. Never
because
got
he dreamed of playing for the Buckeyes when he grew
That's
up.
That's right. That's right. And he never got the call. And he was a senior, and he got that – and that pick six pretty well iced it for him. So I just want to throw that out there. But what I am going to say is, you know, y'all both know me to be a team guy. I like a team. I would never come on and do this radio show by myself. I don't really do anything by myself. I don't enjoy it. I like the concept of team. I like the concept of a group of people working together towards a common goal. And then I'm going to take what Eight said about something bigger than yourself. Okay, so how many times you go into a ball game and you say, okay, somebody said something and it motivated you, or maybe they're your rival and they're motivated you. That football team, everybody on that football team was highly motivated by exactly the same thing. Now, you think about the power, you know, I'm a big see it to believe it kind of guy, mental strength, seeing and believing, visualizing and all that. And what can you imagine what it could be like to get everybody on your team equally motivated by the same thing? And, you know, the will to win is not a motivator. It's not. The will to win makes you work harder and makes you, you know, prepare. But an in-game motivator like that, and you
then
get everybody.
Then how do you not beat Northwestern, Eastern Michigan, or Missouri?
That's not like the World Series or the Super Bowl to that young man. Beating Ohio State at home was more of an impossibility.
Yeah, that's my whole point. Is that
it was the perfect storm.
It was Ohio State, not him. Yeah, he may have played a little bit in there, so everybody's like, "Hey, let's win one for the Gipper." But I mean, where was the Gipper against Eastern Michigan and Missouri and Northwestern? He wasn't there.
Hey, I'm just going to mention to everybody, we're going to run out of time here on the Blog Talk feed here in just a minute, but we're going to keep talking. If you want to hear the rest of it, you can find our podcast, search The Common Fans on podbean.com, and you can download a podcast. You can go back and listen to what we just did, or you can look and get the rest of it. www.podbean.com, search The Common Fans. It's a free download. Go check us out. So
okay,
let's get back to it. Abe, you got to peel off. I think Abe had some prior commitments. He's going to have to bail, but you got a parting shot before you go?
You know, same thing as always. Watch college football because it's cool. Thank you for having me tonight, boys. I appreciate it. I'll see y'all next week.
All right, good night.
Dude, I want to get on the brass.